the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marside Grill, Shell and Hogan, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Ace Hardware, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Bob Black.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location at Marside Grill, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday nights at 6:30 for the entire season. This segment of the Red Terror Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Ace Hardware St. Simons, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Sheldon Hogan, Southern Hardware, and by Marside Grill. And now join us isn't actually the head coach, Rocky Hidalgo. It's the quarterback coach, Coach Pete Irby. Pete, thanks for coming out tonight. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Bob. Good to be here.
Yeah, Coach Rock had some – we had to move the show to Tuesday night this week because of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes dinner tomorrow night. That's an annual thing with both teams at College Place Methodist Church. I want to give a shout-out to the church for hosting that each and every day. And I want to give a shout-out to Coach Irby for joining us here tonight. I really appreciate you filling in. All right, let's talk about last week. We didn't do the show last week because we had the hurricane roll in, which actually turned out probably one of the prettiest days of the year. Can't help that. But last week we had a pretty good showing by the team with Richmond Hill. Came out with a 28-3 victory. I actually scored three defensive touchdowns, but the offense did look good for pretty much the entire night. Had a few official calls that brought us back, but tell us a little bit about the offense production, Coach.
We made a change at quarterback and made some changes at receiver and did a couple of different things scheme-wise, and thought we moved the ball well at times, a couple times might have shot ourselves in the foot. We got to get a little bit more consistent there. But we put together a couple of drives and moved the ball and did some good things.
Yeah, the offense did look pretty good. We'll touch on that quarterback change. We brought Sam Wagner in from the wide receiver slot, just actually switched Sam Wagner and T.J. Lewis. Just explain to us a little bit the train of thought there. It wasn't really that T.J. was doing that bad. We just needed something to spark the offense.
Well, I'll tell you, it really wasn't anything that he nor Sam were doing wrong or anything like that. We just thought it gave us a different dynamic, we've still got some sets that we can play T.J. at quarterback in. He's taken reps both places at receiver and quarterback this week, and will so probably for the rest of the year, and we've got some packages and some things we can do with him. But it makes us a bit more dynamic offensively, and talking, with those guys, and we on staff, feel, Coach Hart, Coach Hidalgo, and the rest of them, we're a bit more dangerous, with TJ out there wide, throwing the football, with Sam throwing it, and then we are with Sam out wide and TJ back there throwing it.
Yeah, TJ's absolutely going to be part of the offense regardless of where he's playing. I mean, he's absolutely just too good of an athlete for him not to be on the field. And that, absolutely certainly aren't ruling him out at quarterback if Sam doesn't do what we need him to do. So
yeah, well, and again, there wasn't anything that TJ wasn't doing. We made some changes scheme-wise on offense and are doing some things a little bit different and move people around a little bit. And, I think it paid off for us the other night, moving the football a little bit better. Hopefully this next week it'll pay off on us scoring some more points offensively together. But I think we're in a good place moving forward, and I think we can really, really kind of expand on the offense too, every week moving forward also.
Yeah, this is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Actually, we don't have Coach Hidalgo. He has a prior engagement since we did have to move it to a Tuesday night, and we got the quarterback coach Pete Irby with us. Let's say the comparison between Sam and TJ. Several times Sam Friday night, we use a term, put your foot in the ground and turned up field, which is something that TJ kind of seemed to want to string it out and get to the sideline, where Sam wants to run north and south. Is that I'm sure that added a little bit more of a dynamic to the offense too, as you're speaking.
Well, that was part of the attraction originally with TJ's, because his burst is so much quicker you know, there at quarterback. But and you know, again, that's nothing he was doing wrong for us, you know. But, you know, there was a couple instances the other night where, you know, we did have some design runs that, you know, kind of went inside of the tackle that, that Sam ended up breaking. And, you know, one of those was on that last drive where we did get on in the end zone.
Right, right.
And
he had a, what, about a 30-yard run on that?
Yeah, yeah, he had a good run. And, you know, yeah. Sam's always been a good runner. I mean, I don't know if anybody remembers, you know, when last year when our preseason game, you know, Randon didn't play in that game. And Sam, he ran the team for us, and you know, he had a, I think he had a 65 or a 70-yard run that he broke against those guys and left some people, you know. So
wow.
So Sam, I think his speed is sometimes deceptive.
Yeah. But I was fixing to say, Sam's not one that's going to give you that 50, 60-yard breakaway run, but he's going to have tons of 30s and 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
Where he gets, you know, he get maybe caught from behind, but. Yeah, he does have deceptive speed. When he gets in the opening, it's I don't know if he's scared because he's afraid he's going to catch him or he's just trying to score, you know. But he's definitely got that deceptive speed that you speak of.
You know, I know he played quarterback there as a sophomore and junior, you know, some at the JV level for us. And, you know, some of those times he might have had to run for his life a little bit. And, you know, a little bit of that experience is probably helping pay off with him having to run the football for us at times. So
yeah, again, Sam also throws a pretty good ball. He threw the ball 9 times, only completed 1 pass. But the fact that I think that was probably the most pass attempts we've had in the game, you know, all year. And other than behind the line of scrimmage, you know, Coach Rock likes to say we throw the ball a lot. It's just behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
But we did try to go down the field, which is one of the dynamics we need in our offense.
Yeah.
People were loading the box on us.
Yeah, it was. You know, they were having not just the front side safety, but backside safeties running down at us and, you know, putting us into bad positions. And, you know, we just don't have enough people to block those guys unless we have a vertical threat. And I'll tell you what, Richmond Hill, they puckered up, you know, when TJ, you know, started running through the middle of the field. And, you know, there was – I think one time, you know, we had him open in the end zone, and I think, you know, the official got in the way or something. And
yeah, that was kind of – it looked like he
pass interference.
He
call.
Didn't see the ball or something.
You know, and, you know, we had quite a few targets on him and some other guys as well. But, you know, it definitely loosened up that secondary.
Right.
You know, got them back off of us a little bit, and it helps us get, you know, bodies on bodies, you know, and helps us run the ball more efficiently. So
TJ out in space, I think once he gets comfortable out there, that's going to be definitely a good, you know, a good relationship out there for him to get it. Kwame Bostock, leading rusher, I believe it was, with almost 100 yards, 96 yards. I think that's probably his largest output of the year. Is that correct? Maybe not as big. He had a 100-yard game, I think.
Yeah, he had a 100-yard game earlier in the year, yeah. Yeah, Kwani had a great night. He did some good things for us. You know, again, you know, getting that secondary backed up and not have their ears pinned back like mad dogs in a meat house coming downhill, it really helps out. So,
yes.
You know, it lets guys like Kwani have bigger nights.
All right, let's take a short break. We got more to come on the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Marshside Grill is your home for the best burgers, spuds, and seafood around. Come enjoy the view out by the water while taking in an ice-cold beverage. Marshside Grill is your home for the Glen Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and a proud sponsor of Glen Academy and local high school athletics. So stop in any day or night of the week for the best view and atmosphere here in the Golden Isles. And also, check us out on Facebook. Go Terrors!
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org. If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location from Marshside Grill. This segment brought to you by Marshside Grill, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. Actually, we don't have Coach Hidalgo with us. We got the quarterback coach, Pete Irby, filling in for him. Once again, thanks for coming out, Coach.
No problem, Bob.
Let's touch on a few more of my running backs here. In that offensive switch, you know, the dynamic you're talking about, several times we put Nolan Grant in the Wildcat,
yeah,
with a direct snap, and I guess your train of thought was just trying to get him to find some open space and get down the field?
Yeah, you know, just getting the ball in Nolan's hands and letting him do some work. You know, he's pretty electric with it, and, you know, he had a couple nice runs back there in the Wildcat last night, or the other night. You know, we did have some snap, a couple bobbled snaps and bad snaps and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, we kind of made some changes back at center also, getting Paul Hegeman back there at center.
Yeah, a Clayton catching hurt, right?
Yeah.
Clayton's nursing a bad back still,
yeah.
I guess is what it is.
He's been down a couple weeks. Paul came in, played some games for us early against Wayne County, did a great job. You know, Paul's doing a good job back there again for us, and he'll be playing again Friday night against
What is Paul's class? He is a junior?
Paul's a junior.
Okay. Yep. Just once again pointing out that youth we have up front still. And they're getting better and better every game. Let's talk about the offensive line a little bit. Our player of the game was Decker.
Yeah,
Jimmy Decker.
Jimmy
senior.
Decker, yep.
Let's talk about him a little bit. I mean, I know Coach Rock is high on Jimmy. He's one of those, you know, bring your lunch pail and go to work kind of guys that wasn't starting at the first of the year when he got here, was he? I mean,
no, big cheddar. We got him from Wisconsin. He moved down here, and you know, he's kind of been in and out of that rotation up front. You know, is you know, the six guy to kind of rotate in, move in a little bit. But he settled into a starting role on Friday night for us and did a heck of a job.
Yeah, I guess that sixth guy probably went by the wayside when Ketchum went down. We had to bring – was Paul the sixth guy at that point?
Well, you know.
Paul Hegerman?
Well, it all depends.
Yes and no?
Yes and no, yeah. It's probably better to say, you know, six and seven guys, you know, because we had Nick DiMarzo. You know, he's been playing in there for some. And
sophomore.
You know, yeah, he came off the bench a couple time for us the other night, but he had been starting, and Decker got the start that night. But I'll tell you what, you know, I mean, any good offensive line, it's not just five of them. You have six or seven guys that are working in and out and creating depth for you. And you know, Coach Hart and Coach Wright do a great job with those guys.
Absolutely.
And Coach Perry's been with them the last couple of years, but you know. We know, you know, he kind of got moved to running backs, and you know, just like with the players, you know, coaches get shuffled around sometimes. But those guys have done a tremendous job with some really young guys up front this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know, you know, Coach Rock really likes to and I do too, praise the offensive line when possible, because those guys are in there just banging heads every play. You know, your wide receivers are pencil necks, as I affectionately refer to them as, from a defensive side of the ball. I know you being a quarterback guy probably don't refer to your wide receivers as pencil necks, but,
yeah,
you know, they don't really pound every play like those offensive linemen get in there. You look at the guys' helmets, and they're just all beat up. And, you know, they really do a good job up in there and work hard. They're probably one of the hardest workers.
They are. You know, they're some grinders, you know, kind of underappreciated at times. But, you know, I know I played quarterback, and my quarterback coach in high school, and offense coordinator and O-line coach, you know, I drove the sled with the offensive line after practice every day, you know, and you know, you get down in there with them, they get a little more respect for you, you get a little more respect for them, and, you know, stuff like that pays off. And, you know, DJ Dallas actually down there in Miami. You know, he's playing running back. He's been driving the sled with his offensive line down there, and
DJ doing a good job. Now,
that sort of stuff, you know, creates a good bond and chemistry amongst teammates, and makes them want to go a little harder for each other.
Absolutely. You're listening to the Red Terrier Coaches Show, the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, Coach. Let's once again, that was a 28-3 victory for the Red Terriers. We're just going to touch on. I know you don't coach the defense a lot, but we did score three defensive touchdowns in that game. We had three defensive touchdowns, two interceptions, and a scoop and score on a blocked field goal. Excuse me, Mr. Terror, Andy Jones corrected me. We had two defensive touchdowns and a special team touchdown on a blocked field goal. Really, really helped the defense out. I mean, the offense out.
Yeah.
Took some pressure off of them, allowed them to go out there and do really what we needed to do offensively.
Yeah, it did. And I'll tell you what, man, when those guys, that defensive side of the ball, those guys were playing out there with their hair on fire, man. They were running around, flying around the ball. I was really excited to see that out of them. And I think it was after the second score, I was walking by Coach Sharp on the sideline. You know, Coach Sharp.
Coach Sharp, so defensive back coach.
Yeah, defensive back
coach.
One of them. Co-defense coordinator. And right. I walked by Coach Sharp and kind of said, hey, man, you won't do it again. And and sure enough.
That was a challenge.
Sure enough, I think that's about the time that that EJ deflected a pass, popped it up in the air, and Juwan Floyd got
it
under it and ran in and scored, did the rest, and he walked by and he said something like, "You want another one?" You know,
yeah. And actually, the first one was Tyshawn Lang, I think, would have been.
Tyshawn got one.
We had a middle linebacker blitzing off the corner, and Tyshawn dropped back, kind of disguised his coverage, and
that's right.
Picked it off, and that was a 42-yard return for the score for the first touchdown, 7-0, first quarter. Not too long after that, we got the second pick six, made 14-0 early in the second quarter. And then we blocked the field goal, which really, I think this just kind of put the nail in Richmond Hill's back. Because Raekwon Bean, that's a live ball. That ball rolled around the ground. He picked it up on the two, hit the sideline, went 98 yards for the touchdown. It was a thing of beauty. Really was.
They had those back to back to back, and they ended up playing a lot of plays in that first half because they kept scoring. The defense kept scoring and kept
getting
them out
back
there.
Out on the field.
You know, we're kind of waiting on the sidelines, chomping at the bit to get back out there and get going again. But man, it was awesome to see. I'm glad those guys had a good night.
Yeah. And I just want to touch on one thing, and I know as a coach that you're probably not allowed to comment too much on this, but I'd heard the coach across town saying the same thing. A lot of questionable calls from the officiating with the offense. Offense had a lot more production than what is on the stat sheet for them, but it seemed like every time we'd make a good play, make a good run, it'd get called back.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that was going on both sides of the field. But did it get the air out of them, or did they
stuff like that's frustrating, especially for an already struggling offense, which we kind of have been for a little while here. And, we were just itching to kind of get over that hump. But, Bob, it's like anything else. You know, when you go out there to play, it's not all going to be perfect. It's not all going to be clean, and there you're going to have to overcome adversity. I know that almost sounds like a cliche, but if you get in your mind
true.
That you've got to make up in your mind you're going to beat that opponent on the other side of you, but you're going to beat the referees too, you're going to beat the ticket lady, you're going to beat the hot dog vendor, whoever gets in your way, you're going to have to beat them.
Exactly.
And that's just the way we got to approach things, and play the next play. You can't cry about it. Play the next play.
What you going to do now? That
that's
play's
it.
Over.
That's
what
it.
You going to do now?
Move on.
Okay, let's take another quick break. We'll be right back on the Glen Academy Coaches Show with head coach. Actually, we've got quarterback coach Pete Irby with us on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Football season is here, and no matter how bad your grill game is, you can't lose with the Big Green Egg. That dry chicken you normally cook keeps its flavor and comes out juicy and perfect. The Big Green Egg comes with a lifetime warranty, and the only place that has them in Glen County is Island Ace Hardware, locally owned and operated since 1980. 329 Longview Plaza on St. Simon, 638-3800, and on Facebook at Island Ace Hardware. Island Ace Hardware, the helpful place.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507 and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today and you be the judge.
Okay, welcome back to the Glen Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Actually, we got quarterback coach Pete Irby on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location at Marside Grill. This segment is brought to you by Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, Ace Hardware St. Simons, and by Shelley Hogan. Okay, coach, we're going to put that 28-3 victory with Richmond Hill behind us, a big region win to start the season.
Yes, sir.
And talk about this week's city championship. This week is really, you know, what the kids play for, what the community plays for. Hopefully we can get a sellout. I think Glen County Stadium holds 12,000 somewhere, 10,000 to 12,000. Let's see if we can't pack it up. But let's talk a little bit about Brunswick High. You do know, you just reminded me, you know a little bit about their offense because you coached with Coach Pender at Pierce County at some point.
Yeah, I coached. I got a chance to work with Coach Pender and some of those guys for one year, 2016 season. It was the season right before I came. Or no, it was the 15 season, 2015, right before I came here with Coach Hidalgo in the 16 season. But, yeah, man.
They're gonna spread us out to run. I know they like to run the spread.
Yeah.
But do they want to run it? Do they want to throw it? What is his mindset?
He wants to throw it.
He wants to throw it.
I mean, when he can, he wants to. You know. But I think he's kind of had a rough. They've had a rough year over there offensively and kind of sputtered as well. And But I know if he has his way, he's going to want to throw it. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the defensive side of the ball. I know that's what you spent all your week prepping for. Mm-hmm. They run something similar to us, except we bring our Vipers up. They run a 3-3 type defense, 3-3 down linemen, three linebackers, and then an outside backer up to the strong side or up to the snipper side. What do you expect?
We'll see. We're a 3-3 stack, or they've showed some overlook also, with the 4-man front. But I think they're basing out of that stack, and we're going to get some version of that.
Okay.
So
let me ask you one more thing, Coach. And this may sound like a weird question, but when I was growing up, and then old timers growing up, we called our offensive plays like a pro right 24 lead or a T-16 or whatever. Our play calling doesn't even have a number in it. I mean, we've got Cadillac, Playboy, Zulu, Oscar. What are we doing? I mean, is it easier for the kids to remember to play? Why have we gone and there again? Educate me a little bit. I'm a defensive guy. What are we doing?
Well, I know that a lot of people used to call it with the numbering system.
Right, and, exactly.
Two hole, four
right,
hole.
Two hole, that, four hole.
All that sort of
one
stuff.
One back, two back.
But, you only got 25 seconds to get the play off. And, some of that, the numbering system, you get that paralysis by analysis while they're trying to figure out where it is and what to do. So we just decide to let's give it all verbiage.
Okay.
Not give them numbers and not slow them down. And,
you just think we had a bunch of mathematicians out there that could figure all that out. They could remember words. But
all those guys are on the defensive side of the ball.
Oh, I got you.
Coach Veal teaches math. Coach Sharp teaches math. Coach L, he's got econ, so
okay.
He's got some numbers.
Okay, I got you. And all you guys teach English or language arts or something like that? Is that
government and weights. That's about it. So.
Okay. All right, Coach Irby, we'll go wrap it up with you. Any final thoughts with the Brunswick High game?
You mentioned we did have a big win against Richmond Hill, and I really enjoy beating Richmond Hill.
I really do.
I really enjoyed it when I coached at Ware.
It got a little chippy out there, too.
I really enjoyed beating them and winning a region title in baseball when I was coaching baseball. really enjoy beating them on the football field and winning region titles. So I want to drive that point home. But as much as I enjoy that, I really like winning that city championship.
Absolutely.
And we got plans to do that on Friday and keep it rolling.
Shooting for five in a row.
Yes, it. I'm not sure if that's ever happened.
I don't think it has. We'll
GA's ever won it 5 years in a row, but we will this year, and we're really looking forward to it.
Okay. Coach Pete Irby, we really appreciate you joining us. The quarterback coach, this is your third year?
Third year at GA, yes, sir.
Third year at Glen Academy, doing a heck of a job with the quarterbacks and finding the right one. But this is the Glen Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now we're going to finish it out with our coaches spotlight again. We're going to bring up Andy Jones, Mr. Football, for us. We didn't get finished with him last time. Andy's been with the program for many, many years.
Welcome to the Bob Black fiasco, Andy.
That's what the coaches affectionately call this show, is the Bob Black fiasco. But yeah, that's cool. That's all right. I don't get mad. I get even. And they all know it. So we're going to dish it out. I hope they can take it.
They're a tough bunch, Bob. They can take it.
That is one thing about this staff. If you wear your feelings on your sleeve, you're on the wrong staff.
Okay? Bob, it's the high this Friday night.
It's the high. Crosstown high, them ugly blue uniforms.
City championship week. And I had an opportunity today to take a look at the trophy. You know, they got a new trophy coming out this year. The city championship game it's got a new trophy, features both teams' helmets on a platform. It's a beautiful trophy. Okay. I don't know how I feel about that blue and gold being over there on Mansfield Street, but we'll take it.
Yeah, I'm not a big blue and gold fan either, but you know, it is what it is, I guess. Let's talk to us, Andy. I know you had a little a media thing today or an interview or whatever about the world-famous Glen Academy siren.
Yeah, a lot of people have asked about that siren. And so Kevin Price has got an article coming out about it. We sat down and talked with him for about an hour today about the history and the evolution of the siren, where it came from and where that idea came from. And I had to tell him about a trip we took over to Douglas, Georgia, back in 1900, and I believe it was 82.
Coffee County
had one of those sirens, and they also had them there, one of them running backs by the name of Andre Hopewood Smith, and I think he had about 780 yards on us that night. It beat us 54-56 to nothing, and I heard that siren all night long, and that thing stuck with me. That sound stuck with me. And that's kind of where the inspiration. I hate to say it, but that's I kind of piggybacked that thing, and that's where it came from.
It's better than Ware County train horn, I can tell you.
Yeah, people now, you know, they associate that if you're on the opposing sideline and you hear that noise, you want to associate that with something very bad.
Yeah, with the Red Terror.
Something bad just happened.
Yeah, something bad for them, something good for us. Obviously, we've carried that siren all over the state of Georgia.
Yeah, I don't know.
Even looking to Orlando.
Yeah, you think of how many miles that thing has traveled over this state. It's pretty. It's been in the dome.
Yeah, it had been in the dome. It was on the side, and we got pictures of it to prove it.
That's actually the third generation that siren it's evolved and
if you see that siren
special.
On the sideline, it's got Bluetooth capabilities, it's got stereo speakers, it's an old military siren, is what it is.
It's old military fire truck federal signal siren
with remote control.
Yeah, we've implemented some remote control capabilities of that thing.
I was there for one of my favorite stories, and we got to get off because we're out of town. We're up to Atlanta somewhere, and you and I always riding the truck together coming home. You put that son of a gun in the back of the truck, and we woke up everybody at 2 o'clock in the morning between here and Atlanta with that siren blaring.
And I can tell you, that was after the Stockbridge game.
Stockbridge. Okay. You remember that well?
Yeah.
Every time I try to doze off, you'd hit that siren, it'd wake me right back up. I love that memory. That was a great time.
The good times, and hopefully we got some more to come. I got to tell you, it was a lot of fun.
Okay, 30 seconds or less, tell us about the Brunswick High game.
Well, you know, Bob, this is that game. You know, I've tried to tell the kids this, you know, 10 years from now, you're going to be in Walmart, and you're going to be picking up some Pampers or something, and you're going to look over, and you're going to see an old familiar face on the other aisle over there. And my question is, are you going to be in the position to look over there and give them a wink? or just kind of catch the eye and walk away. Then look at the floor.
Yeah, look down.
That's right. You want to be the guy that gives the wink.
Gives him a wink and says, "We kicked your behind between the bricks at Glenn County Stadium."
That's right.
Okay, Andy, thanks a lot for coming. I'd also like to throw another shout-out to Coach Pete Irby, quarterback coach, for filling in for Coach Rock tonight. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Actually, like I just said, Pete Irby joined us, the quarterback coach, and Andy Jones, Mr. Glenn Academy around here, if anybody knows anything about Glenn Academy. We could talk forever with Andy Jones on the history of Glenn Academy football, and maybe one day he will just be the show. But anyway, thanks for coming out to Marshside. Join us each and every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. I'm Bob Black. He is Andy Jones. Good night, everybody.